Amanda Pye, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to The Josie Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Viner. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hi, this is Steve Bloom from AmericasComedy.com, and we know you're cool because you listen to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes.
Hey guys, it's Justin the Mystifier here.
What's up guys, it's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Janice Brown, and you're listening to The Josie Show. Woo!
Live from your computer. It's The Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino. And here's the host of The Josie Show, Josie Passantino.
Hey everyone, whether you guys are listening by phone or in the chat room listening live or checking us later on iTunes, or Zoom, I'm so glad you guys are here with us. Hey, 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 everyone in the chat room. So glad you guys could join us today. So first off, can everyone hear us all right? I have to make sure you're not going to want to miss a moment of this show. We got some exciting things planned. So here is what we're going to do in the next couple of hours or so. Tonight we have two amazing guests, both singers and songwriters. Tonight I speak with Danielle Rowe and Brandon Wiley, and of course, we get to hear some of their amazing music. Love it, love it. And we also have a birthday to celebrate tonight, and we'll let you guys know who in just a moment. And a little bit about my Nashville adventures with pictures. So if you guys are tuned in through our site at www.josieshow.com, you could see all the cool picture footage of our Nashville adventures through the video stream, thanks to Alan, who is amazing and put that up there. So make sure you guys stay tuned into the whole show. It's live, so you guys never know what crazy things will happen, and usually it does. That's our disclaimer. So I hope everyone has so much fun with us like we always do. And looks like our first guest has arrived. So everyone, please welcome the amazing Danielle Lowe. Let's see here. Hello, Danielle.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Anytime. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. I got some fun stuff planned.
Awesome.
So let's get started and find out a little bit more about you. So how old were you when you really realized that music is what you wanted to do?
Well, when I initially realized and kind of got going, I was about 9.
Oh, wow. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And did you start, performing on stage in front of people at 9? Because that's pretty crazy.
Well, I've been doing tons of performances ever since I started. But I first started off with competitions mostly, and I entered, all the ones in my area and just tried to kind of get going. And, yeah.
Wow, nice. What a great start. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so have you found some good mentors along the way?
Oh, yes, definitely. Actually, at one competition I was in, there's a man there. His name is Wesson Abba, and he is a vocal coach. And after the competition, he found me in the lobby somewhere, I guess, and he was talking to us about me being a student of his. So I decided to take that opportunity, and that was probably one of the best decisions of my life. Wes is an amazing coach and mentor and friend and just everything, and he does so much, and I would definitely not be where I am today without him because he's just an incredible man.
Wow, that's very, very cool that he just found you and just, gave you that offer. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's incredible.
Yeah, definitely. And so who in the music business would you say is your all-time favorite singer or songwriter?
Well, I really look up to Carrie Underwood. I think she's an amazing artist. Also, of course, Taylor Swift. I respect her a lot, too, for being so young and writing such amazing songs. Miranda Lambert, Sugarland, and also some, since I'm Canadian, some Canadian artists that I really look up to, like Carolyn Dawn Johnson and Victoria Banks and One More Girl. They're all amazing as well.
Very cool. I agree. I love all those country artists. I'm a huge fan of country music. And when you said Miranda Lambert, I'm like, me too, me too.
Yes.
I love her. So, very cool. And can you tell us what it's like for you when you hit that stage in front of a crowd? Do you get excited or nervous?
Well, there's, you know, a bundle of all of that. I mean, of course, no matter what, anything I do, there'll always be a little bit of nerves, but they're good nerves, you know? And there's tons of excitement, of course. I love performing so much and being in front of crowds and just singing for them and, you know, hoping that they'll enjoy it. And when they do, it makes me that much more happy. And it's just, it's so much fun. It's an amazing experience, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and it just makes you stronger in a as a person, too, when you're up there and it brings up the confidence and everyone loves you, and it's a really good thing for you, too.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And can you tell our listeners about some of the music you currently have out?
Well, I just released my first album called Off Limits, and that's a CD. It has 10 songs on it. 7 of the songs I wrote or co-wrote, and 3 of them I had pitched to me from other writers. The whole CD is on iTunes, but it's not in stores or anything, and I actually released Off Limits, the song Off Limits, to country radio across Canada.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Thank you.
That's amazing. And everyone, you guys got to check it out because I am a huge fan of your music, and we have a song that we're about to play, and it's Off Limits, and I love it because it's just a straight-out Better Keep Your Paws Off My Man kind of song. And it's amazing, and I love it. So please, everyone, stay with me. If it's all good with you, we're going to play that now and then come back to talk a little bit about it, all right? All right. So let's see here. Here it is.
One look at you, your pathetic leaning overhead swaying moves. It's a big, big room. So why are you stuck to him like super glue? Away again. I know what you're doing.
my favorite song ever, Off Limits by Danielle Lowe, and we're talking to her right now. How in the world did you come up, anytime, how in the world did you come up with this such this great song? I love it.
Well, actually, I didn't write that song. That one was pitched to me. Actually, it was a co-write between Carolyn Dawn Johnson, Danelle Joy Leverage, and Brian Dean Mayer.
Oh, wow. That is super, super cool. I love it. I love it because it's so relatable, and everyone's been through it, and it's a funny song. It's a really funny song. I love it. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Also, anytime. Also, can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Yeah, my website is www.daniellelowe.com. I have a Facebook fan page. It's just Danielle Lowe. And my Twitter is DanielleLowe1.
Sweet. I just posted your website in the chat room. So everyone, it's just a click away, and then you can go to Danielle's website. And I recommend you all do, because you guys are going to love all of her songs. We actually do have another one of your great songs that I would love to play right now. So stay with me again here. We're going to play Daddy's Little Girl, and then we'll be right back to talk about this song, all right? So here it is. Let's see if we can get it on.
If I didn't get those shoes, it'd be a real tragedy. Daddy, could you help me? You're my hero, you're my charm. Thank God he has a daughter to spend his hard-earned money on. A daddy's a little girl.
favorite song by Danielle Lowe, Daddy's Little Girl. And did you write this song?
Yes, I did. This was a co-write between, I actually wrote it with my mom.
Oh, really? That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. It's a very, very good song. And here's a fun question that we usually like to ask our guests who are songwriters as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process and how you get it on paper?
Well, I actually, you know, songwriting, one thing that comes to me, I play guitar, so that's really important when I songwrite. It's a lot easier for me to, you know, find melodies and everything. But I find that the best way that I songwrite is sometimes I'll just be, you know, around the house and all of a sudden I'll go, oh, and I'll have an idea and I'll just grab my guitar and I'll have that immediate, like, urge to songwrite. So, I mean, I usually find a melody first and then I get lyrics after that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, melody first and then the lyrics. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. And as you mentioned, you play guitar, which definitely helps a lot.
Yes, it does.
Did you self-teach yourself, or did you take lessons?
No, I've been taking lessons for about 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I never self-taught myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really cool that you're taking lessons and everything. I think that's amazing. And
Thank you.
So let's... Anytime. Now, here's a good question. Out of everything that you have done so far, what is one thing that has been a highlight for you?
Well, there has been a lot of highlights, actually. There's one contest that I entered in Edmonton here. It's called Country Vocal Spotlight, and it used to go on for many years. And it was this huge competition that it's obviously country. Tons of people entered, and in 2008, I won the youth division because there's a youth and an adult and a junior. I won the youth division, and then they put the youth winner and the adult winner against each other, and I ended up winning over that too. So I won the overall competition. So that was a pretty amazing experience for me. And with that, I actually got to go to Tennessee. So my first time to Tennessee was an incredible experience. We did so many tours and sightseeing, and it was so much fun. Tennessee is an amazing place. So that was definitely a huge highlight for me.
Wow, that is definitely a highlight, and congratulations for winning. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Especially over, you know, the whole thing. That's really, really cool. And as you mentioned, Nashville, I was just there. And it's amazing. Did you get to see, like, Grand Ole Opry and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, actually, we went one night at the Grand Ole Opry, and I was with a couple other artists, and we were lucky enough. We got to go back, and we got to sit on the stage on, like, the rows in the back. There's some, like, church seats, benches, and we got to sit there.
Oh, my gosh. That's an amazing
experience.
It was
so cool.
That is very, very cool. That
mm-hmm.
is awesome. That's awesome.
Another experience, though, I forgot to mention earlier when you mentioned social media. I also have a YouTube page that I'm very active on, DL Sings. I put up new videos around every 2 to 3 weeks. And like I said, I'm active on there all the time, and I'm going to be doing some collaboration videos. And I just became a partner on YouTube, actually, as well.
Ooh, nice. And wait, what's that link again on YouTube so we can post it in the chat room?
Oh, it's DL Sings.
Sweet, DL Sings. And, yeah, I've been to your YouTube account, and I love all of your videos. We posted one on our website under your name, and it's amazing. And so many people have such great things to say about your voice.
Thank you. Anytime.
No problem. It's true. and also in the chat room, Steven, who's actually from Top 5 Gone Wild, he asks, if you weren't singing, what else would you be doing? Good question.
Oh, that's tough because I love singing so much. Right. But I guess if I had to pick, I am, there was a video I had to make for my YouTube partnership. And one thing that I am is I'm a huge technology geek. So I'd probably be doing something in computers or something like that because I love technology.
How cool. Me too. Same here. And that's very, very cool. So would you like to be like, you know, kind of like a web designer or something along those lines?
Yeah, that would probably be my first choice, being a web designer, graphic designer, something like that.
Oh yeah, that totally works. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you currently working on any other projects?
Well, like CD projects, no, because I just released my first one. It was a pretty, not tough, but it was a long process and it takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I'll be able to do another one in a few years or so. I'm hoping to get down to Tennessee maybe to do some co-writing in the next year. So I guess that could be a project. But no specific like projects at the moment.
At the moment, but you're always moving. So very cool. Awesome. And next time I'm in Nashville or something, we should catch up in something. You know, that would be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think you're awesome. Yeah, because
I think you're awesome.
Yes, yes. And so let's see here. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you?
Well, like I said, I'm in Canada, but I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be at Big Valley Jamboree. Do you know what that is?
Oh, no. What is it?
Big Valley Jamboree is a big country festival down in Camrose, Alberta, and it's where they get tons of big, huge country artists to come in for. It's like a three-day festival-type thing. People camp out, and there's like a fair, and it's tons of fun. So I'll be performing there at like a family stage. And I also have one event there in Spruce Grove, Alberta, where I'm performing at a concert called the Chad Lodge Benefit Concert. It's actually a benefit concert because we're going to donate the money to Slave Lake, the fires in Slave Lake.
Nice. That'll be so much fun.
I'm really looking forward.
Absolutely. Well, have a great time because, you know, that'll be a great experience as well. Yeah, definitely. And I also read somewhere that you're involved in quite a few charitable organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about any current work you have happening with any of these organizations or, you know, work that you have done?
Ever since I've been with Wes, my vocal coach, Wes Anaba, he is really into teaching his students not only to sing, but to, you know, we've been brought up, I guess you could call it, to give back to the community. And I've learned how important it is to give back and, you know, volunteer. So the fact that I can use my voice to give back and, you know, go to all the charities' events where they have, like, dinner events or volunteer nights or anything like that, I'm glad that I can go and provide entertainment for them because it's kind of like I'm giving my share.
Right.
So over the past few years, I've done tons of different charitable organizations like CASA for Kids, the Stollery Children's Hospital, the Breast Cancer Foundation, Little Warriors. There's just so many.
Wow, that is so cool. And an example of, you know, what you did here, can you tell us a little bit about the song Jesse that you wrote for an organization, I believe? I believe you wrote that for one.
Yeah, here, I'll tell you the story. I was around 12, I think. And I was singing at a breakfast meeting where a woman was kind of introducing the Little Warriors to this group of business people. And after I sang, we stayed around for a little while, and we were actually here. We heard the woman's speech, and she was telling everyone, you know, some of the facts and statistics about child sexual abuse, which is what the Little Warriors are. And it really kind of took me back. It was crazy for, you know, I was only 12 at the time, And hearing all those, I was so confused, and I didn't know before then. So then after that, I had been asking my mom tons of questions, like, well, Mom, you know. And we every time we, like, opened a newspaper or saw a bus, there was an ad for Little Warriors, and it just kept popping up. So we decided to kind of take that inspiration and write a song. It's called Jesse. It's not, like, about a situation, but it's about, you know, the feelings kind of associated with a child or something.
Exactly, yeah.
And then once we wrote it, a woman from CTV actually heard it, and she suggested that we talk to the founder of Little Warriors. Her name's Glory Meldrum. So we phoned her and told her that we had this song that we wrote, and she bawled when she heard it, and she decided that she, yeah, it was really sad, but she decided to, she wanted to raise money to get it professionally recorded. And for the year after that, I kind of followed Glory around to all of her events, and I sang the song. And watching and seeing the, seeing the impact, yes, the impact on all the people when I sang it was incredible. There was one story where a man, after I sang, he came up and he was so touched that he decided to donate $10,000 to the foundation right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely. That is an amazing story, and I think that's really a wonderful thing that you did. And
thank you.
It's commendable. I think what you're doing is so great. You know, not only are you singing for, you know, tons of people, that you're actually, you know, doing something to, you know, help other people as well, which is always a plus. So it's a great thing that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. And let's see here. We got a fun question for you. It's one of my all-time favorite questions. It's hilarious. So do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you can share with us? We always get fun answers.
Oh, my God. You know, someone asked me that earlier today, one of my mom's friends. And, you know, I kind of had a hard time answering her because I haven't really had a completely embarrassing moment. I mean, there's been some times where I've been up on stage and, you know, when an artist is doing a set, you don't really go up to the stage and, like, talk to the artist. You wait until they come off. And there was one woman, she came up to me after a song and, you know, I'm supposed to keep going because I only have, like, half an hour or so. But she's going on. She's like, oh, what was that song that you're talking about? And everyone can see and hear us. And she's talking to me. She's below. And so that was pretty funny. I've also had funny stories. I guess there's been, like, guys whistling and stuff. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I could just imagine your face, like, okay.
Yeah, always got.
I could see why that could be embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Well, I'm glad you haven't had any, you know, really, like, traumatizing kind of embarrassing moments, like, good thing you didn't fall. I mean, there's worse things, so thank goodness for that.
Yeah, hopefully I never fall off the stage.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Just my tip for you is no, you know, big heels. Never have that. That's a no-no. You don't want to fall, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm all for the cowboy boots.
Oh, good. That's perfect. That's perfect. See? Perfection. So I'm glad nothing bad ever happened, so good thing. And then the last question we have for tonight, because we are running out of time, what are some things that you like to do for fun, you know, with your friends or, you know, with other people when you're not working on music?
Well, I really enjoy things like camping. I'm really outdoorsy sometimes. Let's see. Well, you know, I like hanging out with friends. Shopping is another big thing. Me and my best friend, we hang out all the time, and we go, and sometimes I go camping with her, and we go quadding, and that's always fun. So, yeah, just things like that, hanging out. Simple.
Teenager things.
Yeah, movies, everything like that.
Oh, yeah, normal teenager things. I'm 16, so I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And shopping is always a bonus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shop, definitely.
Definitely, definitely. But I had so much fun talking with you, and I hope we can have you back on some other time because you are just incredible, and we loved having you here.
Oh, thank you so much. It was lots of fun, and I'm really glad that you asked me, so thank you.
Oh, it's our honor, and we're very excited, and I hope you have a great rest of your night, and we will talk to you soon.
You too. Yes,
thank
and I would definitely love to send you an autographed copy of my CD.
Oh, my gosh. That I'd love that. Thank you, thank you. That's awesome.
Oh, no problem.
I will, I'll give you the address and everything, and I promise to blast it super, super loud.
Thank you, and well, you have a great night, and I will definitely tune in to the rest of the show.
Awesome, thank you, and I hope you have a great night, and we will talk to you soon. Keep in touch.
Yes, have a great summer.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, so let's see here. Did we turn off the mic? We got to make sure we do that. Okay, super, super cool. And let's see how everyone is doing. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview that we had with Daniello. She's super, super sweet and talented. And you guys all have to check out her music on iTunes and go to her website, daniellelowe.com. L-O-W-E, and we actually have the link there, so it's super, super easy to do. And so let's see here. Is our second guest? Yes, I just got the thumbs up that our second guest is here. So everyone, please, please, please welcome our second guest for tonight, Brandon Wiley.
Hello.
Hello, Brandon, you there?
Yes,
oh, hey.
I'm here. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I am doing great. Couldn't be better.
That's so good to hear. We love it when guests come on and are just super happy.
Oh,
yeah. Always a plus.
I was listening to
always
Danielle.
A
what a great talent.
I know, right? And she's just so, so sweet. And we love her. She's awesome.
Yes, we
shout out. Definitely. Definitely. And we're super, super excited to talk to you because we love your music as well. We think you're phenomenal here. My mom's a big fan, so when we play your music, you're probably going to hear a scream or two.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we got some big fans here. So let's start off here and find out a little bit more about you.
Okay.
So you have a pretty incredible story about how young you were when you started performing with an amazing grandpa. Can you tell
us
about that?
Yes, my grandfather, Huey Wiley, is actually... He was inducted into the Atlanta Country Music Hall of Fame. They have a bluegrass division, and he was one of the founding members of a group called the Bluegrass Five. And he was instrumental in kind of getting the bluegrass movement started around Georgia and going to the festivals. And he plays the mandolin, and he's played for many years. And just an incredible talent, and I think that's where a lot of my abilities came from. And I started out with him, and I'd get on the stage and pretend to strum a mandolin as he was playing, and that's kind of where I started out.
Wow, such a great start, and it's awesome that he passed on that talent to you, and now here you are, you know, singing your own songs and stuff. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, great inspiration.
Yeah.
It got me to love music at a young age and to really appreciate what goes behind the music and the abilities that are out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's very, very cool. What a great experience for you, too. And so what individual music artists or groups do you listen to?
Oh, wow. I listen to a wide range. I play a lot of country, and that's kind of where I take most of my influences. I'm influenced mainly by groups like Alabama and Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Hank Williams Jr., those type of artists. And
the greats.
Yes, the greats, back when the country was country and the outlaw era. So So that's kind of where I get a lot of my influence. But it's funny because a lot of what I write is not that style of music. But that's what I love. And when I play live shows and I do covers, that's a lot of what I do.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, you know, you do like other genres, which is an amazing thing, because I believe you should have always a mixture. What other genres do you like to listen to?
Oh, I like rock. Bob Seger, John Mellencamp, the Eagles. I'm a big Eagles fan. Those type of artists. Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course. You know, if you grew up in the South, you're going to listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's just a given. You have to. It's in the contract. Yes. No. But
it is in the contract.
Yes, it is. You have to. That's the main ones. Seeger and Mellencamp and the Eagles.
Very, very cool. It's so great to, you know, like other music and sing other music too. That's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and can you tell us about some of the current music you have out right now?
Yes, I have an album out. It's an EP, 5-song EP. It's called Highline Cowboy. And the title track is about my career, I guess. I'm not a full-time musician. I'm a lineman, and I grew up in the electrical field, and I wrote a song about that, and that's what it's about, and that's what I have out right now. It's on iTunes. You can pick it up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. So everyone, check it out, because we actually have some songs that we're going to play a little later on here that we're super, super excited about. I hope everyone checks out all of your music after they play them, because you guys will all love them. Trust me.
Yes.
And there's actually a funny question here in the chat room. Actually, it's a serious question. So let's see. Steven in the chat room from Top 5 Gone Wild wants to know where you got your hat. That's in the picture that we have on our site.
Where I got my hat.
It's like a black hat.
Yes, I got that at a local Western store in Marietta, Georgia. I believe it's called the Covered Wagon. And it's a Stetson, so it's authentic. It's real. And, that's where I got it. And that's a great question.
It is a great question. That's a top-of-the-line question right there. Very, very nice.
Yes.
Now he's going to run out and buy a hat.
So,
yeah. That's hilarious. Good question, Stephen. And so, as I mentioned, we have a couple of songs that we're going to play tonight. So I would like to start out right now here with a song titled Someday. So please, Brandon, stay with us, and we're going to play that now and then come back and talk a little bit about it, all right?
Great, thank you.
Anytime, here it is, Someday by Brandon Wiley.
I've been searching both high and low for something to complete my soul, and I know I'll find it someday. My days have seen the share of sorrow, happiness is bound to follow. I know it'll be here someday. See what life brings me, deal with what I can, day by day. I've been walking the straight and narrow, always running from Cupid's arrow. I know it'll hit me someday. Someday is part of my imagination. Someday is right around the bend. Someday I'll find a true companion. Yeah. beginning. Won't look back and see what I'm missing. I know I found my someday. Happiness ain't something you can search for.
So that was Someday by Brandon Wiley, and we are talking with him right now. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Absolutely. That that song was before my married days, when I was on the dating scene, and it was kind of in between girlfriends, and you always wonder what's going to happen. Are you ever going to find that one, the right one? Are you going to find that companion that you can live the rest of your life with? And that song just saying, someday you'll be here, and I can't wait for someday to finally be today, and to have all those things and have that true companion that you can live with for the rest of your life. And funny story, that song almost didn't make the album.
Oh, really?
My producer and myself were going over some of my songs, and I really didn't think it was very good. I didn't think it was very catchy. I kind of threw it together one day and, didn't really think much about it. Never really played it all that much. And it was the very last song that I pitched to him. And I got maybe two lines into the song, and he stopped me. He said, "It's on. You don't have to play the rest. That's it." He said, "That's the best song you've got." So it's funny that I almost didn't pitch it to him, and I'm glad I did, because it turned out to be one of the best on the album.
Absolutely. It is such a great song and relatable, because everyone's, been through a situation like that. So it's definitely a good one.
I think it relates to pretty much everybody's life at some point. You wonder about someday, and you always say, well, someday I'll do this, and someday I'll do that. And I think, I think it relates to everybody.
Exactly. And let's see. Oh, there's a question in the chat room. Justin the Mystifier asks, where can I buy Brandon's music?
I'm on iTunes. If you'll look under my name on iTunes or Highline Cowboy, either one, and it'll take you there, and you can get it on iTunes, easiest place.
Yes. So Justin, check that out. iTunes. Very, very cool. And can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Yes. Actually, at the moment, I do not have a website. I'm in the process of trying to get one together. But mainly right now, just Facebook. Look me up on Facebook under Brandon Wiley, W-Y-L-I-E, so everybody spells it correct. And that's the best place to find me right now.
Sweet. And then so everyone chat with him and all that fun stuff.
Right, yes.
So do it. Yes. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Leading into your next song that I have tonight, as you mentioned, you do have a career as an electrical lineman.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play that song now. It's called Highline Cowboy. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit about it. So here we go, Highline Cowboy. Let's get it on.
Great.
Awesome. Here it is.
Danger. wanted to be anything else. Now the passion won't leave him, cause he still believes in the lifestyle God laid in his hands. He's a highline cowboy, he ain't no plowboy, he's just out doing his time. He's the best of
What happened there? It just cut out on us. Brendan, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, that was a little crazy. It just cut out on us. Yeah, we're going to play it on the next show anyway.
Okay.
So there, that was just a teaser. That was a teaser, see? See how I did that? Yeah, technical difficulties. So there was the teaser, and we're going to play the song on next Friday's show so everyone could hear it. And I absolutely love that song. And can you tell us a little bit more about it and how you came up with the song?
Yes, that song had been in my heart and on my mind for probably 4 years before I was able to put it on paper. There was nothing out there that related to the line workers' field. There were no
mm-hmm.
songs other than Wichita Linemen. And you know, that's an older song, and it's more of a love story than a song about a line worker. And I wanted something that they could relate to that wasn't corny or cheesy or anything like that, a serious song that a true lineman could really relate to. So I was actually in St. George Island in, I think it was 2006 or 2005, and I was sitting out on the balcony and with my family, and it just hit me. And I put that song down in probably 30 minutes, and I was finished, and it was done. It was like it took that long to get ready, and then once it came out, it just flowed right out of the pencil and onto the paper and was done. So it was quite a song for me. I was that song is really close to my heart in a lot of ways.
Exactly, exactly. It's a great song that everyone is going to love. And so everyone check it out. I can't say it enough. iTunes, check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Yes, anytime. And are you currently working on any new projects or any new songs, some songwriting?
I have a lot of songs in the bank right now that I am ready for another album, and I'm just getting everything lined up to get started. And hopefully by the end of the year, I'll get in the studio and start recording. And maybe by this time next year, I'll have another album out. But yeah, everything's ready to go. I'm just trying to get all my ducks in a row and go in the studio, hopefully by the end of the year.
Exactly. Make sure everything is perfect and
right
on. Yes. Well, that is super exciting because we just can't wait until you have another album out, and so then we can advertise the heck out of it when you're on our show again. So,
absolutely,
we already planned it.
That's perfect.
Awesome. See, that's our excuse to get you back on. See,
there you go. I'll be glad anytime.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That's super cool. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can check you out?
Yes, actually, July 22nd. For everyone in the Atlanta area, I will be at the Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, Georgia, 9 to 12. I do solo gigs at the moment. I don't have a full band right now, and I'm just doing the solo thing. So I'll be in the bar there and playing some good music, and come in and get some good food and good drinks and good music.
Exactly. So everyone that's in the Georgia area, make sure you check it out on what day did you say?
July 22nd, Friday the 22nd.
July 22nd.
Yes.
Awesome. So everyone write that down on your calendars so you could hear Brandon Wiley perform live with amazing food.
Yes.
There you go. Perfect. We also have your song, Remember Me, here tonight that I would just love to play. So please stay with me while we listen to your amazing song. So here it is. Everyone, please enjoy Remember Me by Brandon Wiley. Here it is.
Got lost in the shuffle, and the shadow would not let me shine. I had hope, now I have promise. I've left that stranger far behind.
Why does I keep doing that? Okay, another teaser. Okay. Another teaser. Okay, so we're going to play that one as well and figure out the techie difficultiness. That's crazy that it did that again. Sorry. We're sorry, Brandon.
That's okay. Technology is great, isn't it?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful, but we'll make sure we play them on the next show. But can you tell us a little bit about this song, Remember
Me? Yes,
I
actually have an amazing story for this song. When I wrote it, I was in a relationship and I was actually engaged to the girl, and I really was so absorbed in that relationship that I completely isolated myself from all my friends and all of my family, and I really changed who I was, and I lost a few friends along the way, and
mm-hmm.
then once I realized what I was doing and what a toxic relationship it was, I got out of it. And I wrote this song after I was out, and it was dedicated to my friends, my family, to say, hey, you know, look, I know that I was not myself for a while, but remember me. This is me again. This is the one that you knew for all those years. And yeah, I've been down for a little while, but you know, I came back around, and this is who I am. And I was actually at a hunting camp with a group, and I played that song, and I told them the story behind the song, and I played it, and one of the gentlemen there, he looked at me, and he had big tears in his eyes, and he said, you know, he said, I understand why you wrote that song. He said, but that's not the meaning I get. He said, the meaning I get is when I stepped off of that helicopter returning from Vietnam, and nobody knew me anymore, and nobody knew who I was or what I'd been through, and I was trying to tell them, you know, remember me. This is still me. I've been through this terrible war, but it's still myself. And that story that he told me just floored me. And that's how great music is. And you can take a song and you can write it about a relationship and play it for somebody,
yeah,
and they get a completely different meaning from it. And they make it their own. And that's what's so great about music.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that's so cool how people can, you know, change it around a little bit, you know, to make it more relatable for their situation.
Right.
I always find that interesting. That's really, really cool. That's a touching story.
Yes, it is. And it really touched me, and I've never forgotten it. I never will. And every time I hear that song, I can just see him standing there with those big tears in his eyes telling me that story.
Wow. That's amazing. And it's such a great song that everyone is going to love. And I'm very excited that we're going to play it again on next Friday's show here, so everyone could, you know, actually hear the whole thing. That would be a good thing. That would be a good thing. So, yeah, and it looks like, if I'm correct, it looks like we have a caller for you.
Oh, great.
Sweet. So let's see here. All right, Gary, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Loud and clear.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
I'm great.
Brandon, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm looking at the monitor, and I'm going, my eyes are going buggy on me.
And this is John. I got to correct him once every once in a while.
Don't mind him. Brandon, I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
With all the songs that you wrote, did you ever send them off to publishing companies? And did you ever have anybody tell you that the songs that you wrote are from the past and you got to get into the future?
No, I haven't set them up with a publishing company, and I haven't looked into that. And no, nobody has really ever told me that. I haven't heard that about in the past before.
And my next question is, you see, I'm a singer-songwriter. I have you on Facebook and as a friend, and I really enjoy we've talked maybe a couple times, but you probably don't remember that. But I really like your music, and we have kind of the same thing. You know, I got a lot of recordings waiting and are on hold, and I'm working on them. And I am part owner of a publishing company, and the biggest thing we ask people is, where did you come up with this? And, you know, we really picked your brain and all that, and you seem like the down-to-earth guy that I've ever talked to, and I just love your music.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, all of my songs, for the most part, are life experience. I write from my life and from my experiences, and I have very few songs that I've just made up from
yep.
nothing. But, yeah, most of my stuff comes from my life and things that have happened to me.
Yeah, when I was in concert before, I had a woman come up to me in the backstage, and she started crying, and I apologized for her. I thought one of the songs that I played really touched her, and that was about my niece that died 5 days old. I wrote a song about her called Holly Song. And I had no idea why she was crying. And it's like, did she like the song or didn't she? She gave me a hug and she said, you know what? She goes, thank you. I lost a daughter too. So I can understand what, you know, remember me. I mean, it's really heartfelt when somebody comes up to you. If it's only one person, 20 people, how many people come up to you, it's worthwhile to write a song. And all my songs are like my children.
Right. And just touching somebody's life, that's what it's all about. And
you got it. And you know what? I live up here in the great state of Minnesota, and I will pass your, I will surely get pass your name out and get people to listen to it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and I hope to talk to you on Facebook again.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I just want to say hi, Josie.
Hey, how are you?
I am, you know, I am so happy I might have to slap myself.
Sweet.
John says hi to
you. We like that we make people happy. That's always a good thing. That's always a plus.
Oh, you know, we look forward to listening to your show and the artists that you have put on there. It's become every Friday. And
that's awesome. That's so cool.
You know, I just hope the word gets around and you know, Brandon, what more can I say? And you got it. So I won't keep you online anymore. I know you want to. I want to hear more of the songs if you're going to play them.
We're going to play. Yeah, definitely.
I'll just sit and listen.
I hope you enjoy the rest. We got some more fun questions.
All right, I'll sit and listen.
Sweet, thank you so much for calling in, and talk to you guys soon.
Okie doke.
All right, bye bye.
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 Sweet. So awesome. See, you got some new fans going on,
That's
Brandon.
Right. All over the country. That's awesome.
Isn't it? It's so much fun. And the best part about this show here is we're going to have your show actually archived, so it's going to stay on the site forever.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so some new people can check out all of your songs that we're going to play here. But I do have a fun question that I love to ask all of my singing guests here. This is my favorite. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you can share?
Oh, wow. Wow, when you play for 13 years, you have so many. So many.
Quite a few.
Let's see. I guess the most embarrassing thing that can really happen to any artist is to completely and totally lose track of the song and the words and forget every line and have to stop the song. And that has happened to me once. It's happened more than once, but once that I remember, I was playing and this lady actually requested the song, and I happened to know it, and I don't even remember what song it was now, but I started through, and it was really a great moment, you know, and everybody was tuned in, and she was watching, and you know, her eyes were you know, just fixed on me, and I got to the second verse, and I just lost it, and I could not start the second verse, and I just had to stop and say, I'm so sorry, I cannot remember the song. She said it was okay, but you could tell it kind of made her mad. But she
like, when you get in such in that moment, you know what I mean? Like the crowd is, you know, all into it.
Yeah.
You know, you're all pumped. It happens.
And the words just left me, and I think really any artist has done that.
They've
ever played very much. They've done that, and that's probably the most embarrassing thing that I can think of that's ever happened.
Well, my motto is you're not a professional unless something like that happens.
Right,
so you are definitely a pro.
That's
it's
exactly
perfect.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not a pro anymore. I hope I've gotten that out of my system and I don't do it anymore.
Well, yeah, definitely. We don't want that to happen. But I mean, thank goodness that, you know, you didn't fall or anything. I mean, we hear those stories, and let's just hopefully nothing like that happens. Just don't wear any crazy shoes and you'll be okay.
No, not going to do that. Cowboy boots for me and I'm good.
Perfect. See, exactly. and let's see here. Stephen from Top 5 Gone Wild has a question. Ooh, and it just moved completely up here. Okay, so Brandon, if you could get signed with any major label record company, which one would it be and why?
Oh, wow.
Good question.
Great question.
Yeah.
I think with most artists, and myself included, in the beginning stages of your career, you're not real picky about which label. You have to be careful because there are some shady labels out there and some that will take advantage of you. So you have to be cautious of those. But if it's a major label, I really don't have a preference. You know, once you get established, then you can pick and choose in a kind of. But to begin with, I'll take what I can get. You know, send me a contract. I'll sign it today.
Good answer. See, exactly. You're not picky. I like that.
That's right. So if any labels are listening, just send it to me.
Yeah, hook them up. Hook them up with a good label. Come on, people. Come on. And you can contact them on Facebook. See?
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. See, I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
So let's see. What do you like to do to relax and just get away from it all? I mean, what do you like to do, you know, when you have a break from music?
Oh, yeah. I hang out with family. I'm married. I have a 7-year-old little boy, and we like to hunt and fish and just be outdoors. I like to be out in nature. We have a farm, and my wife rides horses and things. So I like to get out on the farm and ride on the tractor and, you know, hunt and fish and just show my son the outdoors and what it's like to be out in nature. And that's the most relaxing thing to me is just being out in nature.
I love that, and spending time with the family, that's always amazing.
That's number one.
Definitely, exactly. And how cute, you have a 7-year-old son? How
yes.
cute.
Yes.
Would you like him, when he grows up, would you like him to follow in your footsteps and become, you know, a singer and perform with you? I think that would be cool.
I would love that. And he's showing interest in the guitar, and I'm showing him a few things, and... You know, I'm waiting on him to catch on and to do it on his own. I don't want to push him. If he wants to learn, then he
right.
I'll give him every resource that I can give. And if he does it right now, it took me a while. I didn't pick the guitar up till I was 21, and I wish I would have started earlier, but I didn't have the desire then. So when he has that desire, I'll go at it full speed.
Exactly, and you never know when you're performing, he might just want to hop on stage.
he does that. He's already done that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. We actually have this last song we're going to play of yours tonight called Drive.
Yes.
And hopefully it plays through the whole thing, and if not, it'll be another teaser.
Please play all.
Yes. So, everyone, here it is, Drive, by the wonderful Brandon Wiley. So here it is, everyone, Drive, check it out.
I had a funny feeling when the telephone rang. I heard your voice and I knew I was in for pain. You said it was over and then you walked right out of my life. So I took a drive. And I'll keep on driving.
Yay! Awesome. All of it.
Oh, that was my producer that just screamed. I knew it was gonna happen. One of these songs. You got yourself a big fan. So yeah.
I need all I can get. Thank you.
Yes, we love you here. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, Drive?
Yes, this was a song that I wrote way back, probably in 1999, with a good friend of mine named Jeff Camp, and we were kind of learning to play guitars together and put some songs together, and I started this song and kind of got stuck on the chorus, so I brought him in, and I said, hey, man, I got this tune, you know, I think it's pretty catchy, but, you know, see what you can do with it. And we got together, and we came up with the chorus, and then got the rest of the verses put in. And the song was completely different back then. It was much slower and much more of a mellow, heartbreak-type song, you know, and I'm just leaving town. And I got in the studio with my producer, Brian Collins, and he said, you know, that song needs to change. We need to speed it up. We need to put a drum beat to it. We need to really pick the song up. And actually, we need to kind of put the last of it to the melody of I'll Fly Away. And I thought, man, that's crazy. That's going to sound terrible. And the more we got into it, the more I liked it. And I brought Jeff in, and I said, remember that song that we wrote, the Drive song? He said, yeah. I said, well, listen to it now. And we played it for him, and he was just blown away, and I'm so pleased with the way this song turned out, because it is not at all what it started out to be, but I'm so glad that Brian got a hold of it and changed it and made it what it is.
That is awesome. That is awesome. We love this song, Drive, and once again, can you please just tell us how we can buy all of your music and all that other fun stuff, because there's tons of people now who want to run out and get it.
Absolutely. Go to iTunes and look me up, Brandon Wiley, W-Y-L-I-E, and you can find me there to get into music. And if you want a hard copy of the CD, look me up on Facebook and send me a message, and I can mail it out to you. So if you want the cover and all the artwork and all that good stuff, I can mail that to you. So look me up on Facebook, or you can pick it up on iTunes.
Sweet, sweet. Love it, love it. So everyone, check that out. And we actually ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so, 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 so much for coming on and sharing your music with us and talking with us. I had so, so much fun.
Oh, wow. Dude, this has been a blast. I've had so much fun myself. And a great caller and great questions coming in. Those are always fun.
Absolutely, and great caller, too. That's my favorite part, the callers and the chat room questions.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
always
absolutely.
Fun. Definitely. And we definitely need you back on whenever you can, because we love talking to you.
Oh, I would be glad to. That is, it has been a pleasure, and I enjoyed it so much.
It is our pleasure, and we had so, so much fun. And we will talk to you soon, because I have your Facebook, so we'll keep in touch.
Absolutely great. And don't forget to look up Danielle either.
Oh yes, absolutely. Danielle Lowe, who was our first guest. So check out these wonderful artists, Danielle Lowe and Brandon Wiley, and check out all of their music as well. Thank you so, so much, and we will definitely talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Sweet, sweet. I had so, so much fun with our wonderful guests, Danielle Lowe and Brandon Wiley. So check them out. Danielle Lowe at daniellelowe.com. She also has a YouTube account, so go and search around to find her there. And then also Brandon Wiley, you can find him at Facebook. So check that out. Talk with these great artists, because they are amazing, super talented, and just wonderful people all around. And I'm just in love with all of their music. I think they're just amazing people. So check that out. Also, we have a huge lineup of shows, because we are like on a booking frenzy. We're on a booking frenzy, so it's insane. So in July, we have Teen Groove on the Move show host Lenore Luca, and this we're gonna love having talk with her, because we actually spent time in Nashville together along with Michelle, who is also going to be on the show, Michelle Fail, with this new thing that we're doing called the Teen Dream Team. Try saying that five times fast. it's amazing, amazing thing that we're doing with Conscious Music Entertainment, Malia McKinney. And we just, along with Skylar Jett, who is a Grammy, a legend, we love him. And we got to spend all this time with them. I mean, we had so much fun. Oh, and we're actually, the pictures are actually streaming on our website, so check that out. And so we had such a blast. So, yes, we're going to have Teen Groove on the Move show host Lenore Luca. Also, we're going to have singer Andrew Cunningham, Grime singer and songwriter Dreama, singer, actress, and dancer Annalise Collette, singers Paul London, Dylan Dixon, and Lori Greco. So, yeah, so make sure you guys don't miss that. And August is actually almost completely booked as well. I mean, it's insane. We've been booking everybody. So so just check this out. We have singer-songwriter Sean Ash, singer Rick Cuevas, with his songwriter Wade Smith, the band Seven Horses, the band Seven Prophets. And then August 12th is our first segment of Teens with Dreams. You can read about that in our forums. We will feature our first teen that night. Her name is Michelle Fail. And we love her. Lenore, Luca, and I, we absolutely love her and think she is amazing. So we're going to really have fun with her. We love her. So, yes, very excited. And the band Janani. So, and then also, I mean, I'm telling you, this is the longest list ever, a group with a great new song, Sound, called The Family, also Levi Riggs, Heather Alvarez, singer Ellie Mae Kay, and Zoe Myers. And also, we have started booking for September, and our first guests of the month will be the Sierras. So, yes, we have a lot of guests coming up, and if you couldn't follow all of those guests that I just read, because I just read through them uber fast, you can check it out on our website, www.josieshow.com, and we have their pictures, bios, videos of their recent work, so make sure you check that out. We have everyone on there. And also, if you guys want to advertise on the Josie Show, we have this new thing here. Well, it's not really that new anymore since we've been advertising this for, like, maybe a month or two. So email us at tina@josieshow.com for details. We're now taking advertisers to help you promote your business, or you can click on the link to the left on the homepage of our site or under the sponsors tab. And the current sponsors that we have up, you can check that out as well. We have some already on there. And there's always new sponsors being added, so check that out. And also, you want to tell us something here at the Josie Show? We make it easy. Just call our 24-hour contact line. You can call us and leave a message or record something super, super great that we could play on the air. Shout-outs are always welcome, either from me or from the guests we have. And also pre-questions for the guest that Friday, if you're not able to tune in and you still want to ask them a question, those are always welcome as well. So make sure you do that. Also, join our forums. We've been getting so many new hits on our forums that I'm super, super excited about. Thank you guys so, so, so much. So please join that. It's free and super easy. So check that out. Also, we have a feature called Ask Josie, which is on our site, where you can ask any questions you have, and I will reply. Any inappropriate questions will be deleted. Remember, I am only 16, so keep it age-appropriate. I love answering questions, so please, please ask me questions. I love questions. And also, remember, you can get archive shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. There's a huge range of different podcast sites that we're on, so just type in the Josie Show on Google. I do that. guilty. And then tons of things will pop up. So, also, you can check us out on Facebook and our Twitter pages under our new name, the Josie Show. On Facebook, it's just type in the Josie Show and you'll see it under entertainment. And also on Twitter, it's twitter.com/Josie Show. And then that's it. I am super excited, guys. I'm super stoked. On Twitter, we have reached 5,000 followers on Josie Show. I mean, that is unbelievable. Thank you guys so, so much for following. So, yes, we have we had an amazing time talking with Danielle Lowe and Brandon Wiley. We think they're amazing and hope to have them back on. So make sure you guys, once again, check out all of their work on YouTube, iTunes, all those other fun sites. And remember, coming up soon on the Josie Show, next Friday, episode 88, woohoo! We have Lenore Luca from Teen Groove on the Move, Andrew Cunningham, and Dreama. So make sure you check that out. It'll be such a fun show. So also, I want to mention the birthdays that we mentioned earlier on the show. There's two birthdays, actually. Our wonderful web designer, all of our web our producer's coming. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. So help me out with these birthdays, because they're two people. Well, one person we never met, but everyone loves them.
Is that Ringo Starr's birthday? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
seriously, they're like twins. They look just identical, so I had to bring them in.
They look a little bit alike. Okay, so happy birthday to him. Super wonderful. I hear he's a listener of the show, so happy birthday, Ringo. That is super wonderful.
Hey.
And hope you have a great, great day and many more. But we also have a special birthday, because this week, yesterday, I believe, was Mr. Allen, our producer and web designer and list of a fifth of the other thousand things he does for us.
He's awesome.
He is celebrating a birthday. A little angry, because even after celebrating a birthday, he's still younger than I am. How is that
possible? You will never get over that.
Man, I'm just not going to get over that. Okay, so I think that we need to sing a special birthday song to him. We can't sing the official birthday song, because we would probably get in trouble for that. But I think we need to sing our own version of Happy Birthday to our Allen. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. You ready for this?
Okay,
you ready for this?
Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to sing it like they do at the restaurant. Should I clap, too? Because that'll really be an annoying sound.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
All right, ready? Happy, happy, happy birthday. Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Allen.
Oh, look
like
at
that?
You.
See?
How wonderful.
Don't make it style. Allen.
Oh, goodness. All right. Happy birthday, Allen. We hope you had the best. We hope you're still celebrating this weekend, because I don't know about anybody else, but around here we celebrate our birthdays for like an entire week.
Yes, exactly. So basically it's an Allen-palooza for the whole week.
Yeah. So Allen-palooza. Yeah. So until next Thursday, he needs to have an Allen-palooza. So hopefully you do some great things this weekend. We got a present in the mail to you. I'm sure you didn't get it on time, because we're always running behind. So you'll get something special from the girls here on the Josie Show. You'll just love that. And last time, what did we give them? Signed toilet paper? So who knows?
Who knows what you're going to get next?
Who knows what you'll get next from the ladies over here?
Everything's a surprise. And what's hilarious is Allen read our mind and is like, autographed toilet paper again. Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. No, it's not autographed toilet paper.
I have enough toilet paper.
You have enough toilet paper? Oh, now what are we going to get you?
Oh, man, now we got to send that back then. We'll have to come up with something else.
Come on. Come on, man.
That's great. So have you done anything special, or are you doing anything special?
No.
No. Well, actually, you are. You're listening into the Josie Show, and you're
actually
being amazing.
Helping run the Josie Show.
You're actually running the Josie Show. Literally,
I'm playing Ringo Starr songs behind this thing.
Yeah, you are definitely what's behind this thing. By far. Oh, Stephen Remy just said, and it's Toby Keith's birthday today, too.
Is it seriously?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many birthdays.
How come I didn't know about that?
Happy birthday, Toby Keith. Okay. There you go.
All right, that was something. Okay.
And hi.
Something else, or somewhere else, or whatever. Well, happy birthday, Allen. We wish you many more.
Big
so
A.
Enjoy. Is it really Nicole Kidman's wedding anniversary? Somebody put that in the chat room. Allen, are you still on?
I think he's left the building. Oh. It's okay. It's okay.
That's
we still
nice.
Have you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, that's
excited.
So cute.
Yeah, that is okay. Okay, super.
Happy anniversary.
That's wonderful, yeah.
And I say that as if she's listening.
It's her anniversary. They're not listening now. So I'm sure they've got other things they could be doing.
Happy anniversary, my invisible friend that's in my head.
That's fantastic, fantastic. All right, so do we have anything else left to go over tonight?
Currently, actually, no.
You want to say
I think
thank
I
you to all the wonderful people that you met in Nashville? I think you should say thank you to everybody. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'll go off and let you do that. Rock on.
Okay, so a big I love you to wonderful teen dream people who are making it all happen here. Michelle Fail and Lenore Luca, who are amazing. My new besties, I love them to death. Also Grammy legend Skylar Jett, who is awesome. I love him so much. He was the best. And also Denise Newton, who we also love from Solutions, who is actually does a show with Skylar Jett. And you got to check out their show Solutions. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Seriously, they're amazing. I love them. Also Malia McKinney, who I just adore. She is my adopted mother. I'm just saying. I love her to death.
Okay, I'll share.
Good. Thank you, because I love her to death. We met such wonderful other people, like Kim, who was amazing. Oh, my goodness. Just so many people, and also the parents of these wonderful teens who are doing this with me. And just a big shout out to everybody that I met. I also got to meet and reunite. I got to reunite with some of my past guests on the Josie Show. Oh my God, I love this girl, Chelsea Ray, who is okay. I could say it. She is badass. We love her to death here. And there's our picture together. We got to meet at the Opryland Hotel, which was fantastic. And we finally got to meet, and she is a doll. I love her. So hilarious. What? So hilarious. What?
I just want to let everyone know that our dear friend Chelsea Ray, if you go to her website, ChelseaRaySongs.com, there is a link to click on to get a free copy of her hit song, Brand On Me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so check that out, Brand On Me, on her website, which you actually created, and it looks phenomenal. Alan, I just had to let that out there. What is it? ChelseaRaySongs.com, right? Yep. I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm correct. That's it? Good. Okay, so, yeah, so check that out. She is such a great friend to all of us at the Josie Show and part of our family here. So it was amazing getting to finally get to meet her. I mean, that was awesome. Also, we got to meet past guests from the show, Corey Jean Olsen, who was great. We've actually had her on twice, and Chelsea Ray, like, tons of times. So Corey Jean Olsen, and we got to meet, and I also got to meet her sister, Kelsey Olsen, who also is part of her band. And they were so sweet. I love them. And it was so funny because in the picture it looks like I'm sweating. It's so funny. But the funny part is it was actually raining. And we took the picture, like, under this tent thing, which really did not help whatsoever. It, like, seriously. And so I am, like, soaking wet. It's hilarious. We are, like, all just soaking wet. It's really funny. So not my best picture, but look, but we're so cute. We are definitely the cutest. And they're gorgeous, and I love them, and we definitely have to get them both on because I think they're just amazing. So, yeah, so we got to meet so many amazing people, spend time with Skylar Jett, Malia McKinney, the teen dream girls, Kim, Denise Newen and their parents, and Corey Jean Olsen and Kelsey Olsen and Chelsea Ray. Let's just say it was a very successful Nashville adventure.
Tell about the great barbecue you had.
Great barbecue.
Yeah,
wait.
Great barbecue dinner that we had.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
we went to dinner. We went to dinner with the teen dream girls. Also, we went to dinner with Skylar Jett and got to hang out with him there. And also Denise Newen and everyone else involved, Malia McKinney. We all went to this, like, barbecue kind of, like, food restaurant. And, oh, my gosh, seriously, those were the biggest plates in America. I'm not even kidding. They were so good, like, finger-licking good. I'm serious. They were so good. And seriously, I had like ribs, these huge freaking ribs, and we seriously had leftovers. I'm not even gonna lie, and it was awesome. Oh, look, it's a cute picture Alan just posted of me and Skylar Jett. Aren't we so cute? So yeah, that was at dinner, and I look interesting. But it's such a cute photo. And then there's pictures of me. Oh, this picture is of me, Lenore, Luca from Teen Groove on the Move, and Michelle Fail, and we're all the Teen Dream team. Yes. And then there's another picture that Alan showed here. Oh, this one's okay. This next one is, if you guys are tuned in, go to josieshow.com. This picture is we're doing the peace sign because we were doing peace is the answer, and it's all of us doing the peace sign. It's Lenore, Luca from Teen Groove on the Move, me, Skylar Jett, and Michelle Fail, and we were all doing that. It's so cute. I love that picture. And also, if you go on my Facebook and Twitter page, I also have all the pictures that we took. There's just so many pictures. We couldn't post all of them, but it's awesome. So I hope you guys all enjoyed the show and enjoyed all the pictures, the picture slideshow we had, and our two phenomenal guests. So definitely. And also, please tune in next Friday. We have such amazing guests. So check that out. And we're gonna wrap this sucker up. we're gonna wrap this puppy up. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. And you can check us out on archives on Facebook, Twitter, my Twitter page Josie1995, twitter.com/Josie1995, and Alan7769. Yes, I believe that's right. Alan7769. And also Tina Marie 40 on Twitter. So follow both of them. Once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Mwah. Good night.